آپ ایس بی ایس اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔ پچھلے کچھ سالوں سے گھروں میں موسم سرما میں آگ لگنے کے واقعات میں اضافہ ہوا ہے۔ موسم سرما میں جب ہیٹر، الیکٹرک بلینکٹ اور بیٹری سے چلنے والے کئی آلات کا استعمال بڑھ جاتا ہے تو آگ کے خطرات میں بھی اضافہ ہو سکتا ہے۔ دو حصوں پر مشتمل پوڈ کاسٹ میں ہم نے برقی آلات سے آگ لگنے اور ان کے بچاؤ کے ساتھ ساتھ ناکارہ اسموک الارم کے باعث جان کے بڑھتے خطرات کا بھی جائزہ لیا ہے۔ اور اس پوڈ کاسٹ میں ہمارے ساتھ شریک گفتگو ہیں نیو ساؤتھ ویلز فائر اینڈ ریسکیو کے ترجمان۔ یہ بات چیت انگریزی زبان میں ہے۔
Hi, g'day, Superintendent Adam Dewberry from Fire and Rescue New South Wales.
We read some information about the safety visit to check the smoke detectors. What is this program and does it cost anything?
If you own your own home, you're living in your own home. Not a land that you're not renting off someone. If it's your own home, Fire Rescue New South Wales will come down and do a safety visit for you. It is free of charge, no cost. They will help you out. They will show you how to build a home escape plan. So in the event of fire, how do you get out? Where do you go to? How to call 000. In some cases, we will actually put a smoke alarm up for you if you do not have one. So that is open to people that own their own homes and are living in there and don't have smoke alarms. We'll put one in. If you're a renter, we'll still come down and have a look. But if you are a landlord, that's your job to put them on and make sure that they're compliant. But if you are living in your own home and you don't have a smoke alarm, call us. We'll happily come down and put those smoke alarms up for you.
You have already told a lot about the importance of the smoke alarms and I still want to ask one more question. In some houses, yes, we observe that people are cooking the smoky food at home and just to avoid the annoying voice of the alarm, they try to temper it, disconnect it or putting the tapes and all those type of things. How dangerous these are, how risky they are?
It's very risky. Don't do it. We see people who live in homes, the smoke alarm's not in the right spot. They're too close to the shower, too close to the kitchen. They take the smoke alarm down, they forget to put it back up, they don't have a fire. My advice is close the door when you have a shower and cook better. I'm glad you mentioned cooking, because 45% of fires that occur in the home across the state start in the kitchen. So when you're cooking, make sure you do not leave cooking unattended and do the right thing. But that's a high number. So 46 out of every 100 fires in a home actually start in the kitchen. So we need people to stay vigilant, pay attention. I know it's easy to get distracted particularly when you've got children and it's bath time and shower time, homework time. Must pay attention in the kitchen, because we have statistics. Four and a half fires out of 10 start in the kitchen. People also lose their homes, also suffer serious injuries from a fire in the kitchen. So just pay attention, keep your cooking low. If it does become smoky, just turn your cooking down, clear it out so your smoke alarm doesn't go off. And one thing I also want to say, do not bring outdoor cooking like barbecues or other cookers inside. Leave them outside. They can be a danger to you, whether it be from carbon monoxide poisoning or a gas leak, depending upon anything that's designed to cook outdoors, leave outdoors. Do not bring it inside.
Sometimes even in the outdoor, people having the verandas or covered type of areas where they are doing the barbecue, and there are some, you know, the weather is a little bit dry,
yes,
and sometimes the branches of the trees are also hanging over top of that one. Any advice for the outdoor
cooking? Open clear area in a veranda, it's okay. You just got to keep watching your cooking. Don't leave it. Because if you have your cooking and barbecues can get a build-up of fat and oils and can catch fire, the clear air, if there is gets any gas leak away. But always turn your gas bottle off. If you've got a gas barbecue, always switch your gas supply off once you've finished using it. When you're changing your gas bottle, check it. Listen, put a soapy water solution over where you've screwed the valve in to see if there's any bubbles. first and foremost, just when you're using that. But when you're under your pergola, it's okay to use your gas barbecue under there. I would not be using wood fire barbecue directly under an awning or an enclosed area, because there's flames and embers. And if you're not too sure, call up your local fire station for them to come down and have a look and say, oh, yeah, that's okay, because there's some people's interpretation of what's a clear area and not can differ. But remember, when you have a total fire ban, as we do come into summer, which is still a few months away, you cannot have a wood-fired barbecue on a total fire ban day. So that's something for your listeners to remember when we come into the hotter months of summer. You cannot have a wood-fired barbecue in summer. It's just against the law, and there's big fines that go against that.
Adam, thank you very much for the information. Some of my audiences might have missed out some information. Is there any website or any social media page where people can get the up-to-date information?
Yes, the best page, just go to our webpage, which is fire.newsouthwales.gov.au, and just have a search around. There's fire safety on the front page. Just click, navigate it. There's information about lithium-ion battery safety, home fire safety. There's different fact sheets in different languages down there as well, so you can get around and have a look around there. But always feel free to ring your local fire station or knock on the front door and ask them about fire safety in the home. We want you to come in. Our job is not only to put fires out and do rescues and hazardous materials. Our job, our main job and focus, is to help the community be safer by preventing fires. And the best way we can do that is for firefighters in the community to regularly talk. So please, if you're in doubt, reach out to the firefighters and have a discussion about your particular circumstance, your particular home, and how you can be safer in that home.
And nevertheless, if people's life and property is in great danger, then of course they can call 000 and immediately inform them, and they also can go to the fire and rescue webpage.
Yes, anytime you think you have a fire, you can smell smoke, call 000000. They will put you through to fire. It does not cost you anything. 000 on the phone does not cost you anything. We would rather come down and find out that it's not a fire than not be called early where we have a fire and we can have a serious injury or someone dies or you lose your home and livelihood. So always, when in doubt, call 000 if you think you have a fire. Yeah, look, thanks for having Fire Rescue New South Wales on your podcast. It's been a great pleasure. And like I say, just reach out to us anytime, anyone, to talk about how to be safer in your home.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Abhi aap फायर एंड रेस्क्यू न्यू साउथ वेल्स के सुपरिटेंडेंट एडम डेब्री से आग के खतरात और उससे महफूज रहने के तरीकों पर बातचीत सुन रहे थे।
आप सुन रहे हैं बरकी आलात से आग लगने के खतरात के तनाजुर में स्मोक अलार्म समेत आग से बचाव के तरीकों पर पॉडकास्ट सीरीज, जिसमें न्यू साउथ वेल्स के फायर एंड रेस्क्यू के तर्जुमान ने मौसम सरमा में घरों में आग लगने के वाकयात के तनाजुर में बचाव के तरीके बताए हैं। ताज़ा तरीन मालूमात के लिए sbs.com.au/urdu पर जाइए। पॉडकास्ट सुनने के लिए SBS ऑडियो ऐप डाउनलोड कीजिए, जो एप्पल और एंड्रॉयड डिवाइसेस के लिए मुफ्त मौजूद है। इसके अलावा स्पॉटिफाई समेत दीगर प्लेटफॉर्म पर भी आप हमारे पॉडकास्ट सुन सकते हैं।
लाइक कीजिए, शेयर कीजिए, तबसरा कीजिए, फेसबुक पर SBS उर्दू फॉलो कीजिए।